AP News, I'm Tim McGuire. The Russian military sustains another major blow in its invasion that's already seen as a major blunder. AP Sagar Magani has details.
The flagship of Russia's Black Sea Fleet has sunk, though just what happened remains unclear.
We cannot confirm the Ukrainian reports that it was hit by a missile, but we are also not in a position to refute that.
Pentagon spokesman John Kirby says the U.S. does believe there was a significant explosion and fire on the cruiser Moskva, and while a defense official had said earlier it appeared the ship was moving on its own.
We are no longer able to make that certainty.
Shortly after Kirby spoke, the Russian military said the ship sank while being towed to port. Its loss greatly reduces Russian firepower in the Black Sea, on top of being a symbolic defeat. The Kirby had said earlier it's hard to gauge the long-term impact on Moscow's navy. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Frank James had his first appearance in federal court in Brooklyn. The man accused of shooting 10 people on board a subway train car ordered held without bail. One of the 10 wounded, Harari Benkada.
In the back of the knee, and it came out. No, I was hitting, in the back, and it came out the front.
Benkada, in an interview with the AP, says he was just feet away from the man. Police say detonated smoke bombs, then began indiscriminately shooting.
I thought it was just a regular fire, a little small fire, you know. But then the smoke kept escalating to black smoke, like 9/11. You remember how it kept escalating? Like, the whole train was just pitch black. And as everybody's running to the back, then the shots just string out.
Pfizer wants to expand its COVID-19 booster shots to healthy 5 to 11-year-olds. Company says new data shows it could help those children increase virus-fighting antibodies. Recreational marijuana sales start a week from today in New Jersey. This is AP News. The head of the World Food Program, David Beasley, tells the AP starvation is a real possibility in Mariupol, Ukraine.
It's a devastating situation. The people being starved to death.
Beasley says the Russian military has prevented his UN organization from sending food into the city, which has been under constant attack since the start of the war some 6 weeks ago.
We'll keep fighting for them. That's all we can do. And we will not give up on the people in Mariupol and other people that we cannot reach.
The effect of the war being felt far from Ukraine, African and Middle East nations dependent on grain from Ukraine are working to find other countries that might be able to supply the food they need. A physical therapist from Connecticut is found guilty of killing his wife, 3 young children, and the family dog 2 years ago in Central Florida. Jury convicting 46-year-old Anthony Tott on 4 counts of first-degree murder, 1 count of animal cruelty. He faces a mandatory life sentence. I'm Tim McGuire, AP News.